This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Now, come on, head up to the website. You know how this works, right? You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Buy a coffee cup, TRS mug. Coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. You know, like I had one in my hand, right? I mean, I don't, obviously. But I'm telling you, it tastes better. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. If you give me your email address, I send out one email a week. I'll let you know we've got some great gifts you can buy. Some for the people you love. Some maybe for people you don't really love, but you want to see their blood pressure go up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff for you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate, you know, the time you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room. And texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. So as I said earlier, this is always so much fun. No, I really do love this stuff. So UC Berkeley student government approves a resolution to financially support. You ready for this one? This is your tax dollars. Remember this. They're going to support the migrant caravan. So they're going to support the illegal activities of a group of people trying to rush our border, hurting our border patrol. I mean, come on, think about this. Watch what goes on at the border. Look at the pictures. And don't just tell me about some guy dropping his kid 20 feet off the top of a wall. What is this all about? And don't give me that stuff that they're coming here for a better life, Joe. What's wrong with you? Yeah, well, you know what? My aunts and uncles came here for a better life. They got on a ship. They were on it about 30 days. They came in Ellis Island. They had a hangout there. They didn't know the language. They were petrified. They did it the right way. Because last I checked, you can't walk across the Atlantic Ocean. Seriously. Did some sneak in illegally? I'm sure some did. But it ain't right. Wasn't right when my people did it, or if my people did it. It sure isn't right when they come up from the south either. University of California Berkeley student government recently passed a resolution to send financial support to the migrant caravan. Isn't that nice? Hey, do more stuff illegal. We'll reward you. Well, we do it anyway in California. And it's Berkeley, so nobody's surprised. But no, come on, think about this. Right, they do. We reward, in California, we reward you for doing illegal stuff on a regular basis. There's a special order, I think, what is it, 4114, whatever it is, in Los Angeles. If you're an illegal immigrant and you're caught breaking the law in your car, speeding or driving without insurance, they don't impound your car because it's too much of a burden on the illegal. However, if I don't have insurance, I'm driving on a suspended license. I mean, they don't even have one. I'm driving on a suspended one. Guess what they do to me? They impound my car. My only crime, really, according to them, is I'm white. That's the difference. And I'm legal. So, I mean, the more it seems like the more you're, and again, illegals get in-state tuition at the colleges. Really? Thousands of migrants, mostly from Honduras and Guatemala, have traveled to the border in hopes of entering the U.S. and claiming asylum, with thousands more expected. Now, the resolution is titled in support of the Central American refugees and their pursuit of asylum. It was passed unanimously last week by the Associated Students of University of California. It pledged $1,500 of commercial revenues to students' organization Central Americans for Empowerment. That group plans to appropriate those funds to the immigration advocacy organization Freedom for Immigrants. But this is what I love. They hang themselves with this stuff. Because I don't know anybody on the right. I don't know anybody who's against immigrants. I don't know anybody who's against legal immigration. I don't know anybody on the right side that I know of that's against people wanting to come here, work hard, and have a better life for their family. Not a one. Don't know a one person who said, don't let anybody in. I don't know those people. But see, we call them illegal immigrants until they do it the right way. Otherwise, I mean, you get the open borders that the left wants, right? All kinds of illegal activity, no problem. But they never want to deal with it. It's just like, again, I heard the term again today and had to laugh. That there's suits going out in Georgia and Florida, what have you, because they want, now notice this, they don't say every legal vote. No, no. They want every ballot to count. They don't care who it came from or where it came from. They want every ballot to count. And they don't say every legal ballot. They don't say every ballot cast by a citizen. They just say they want every ballot counted. What's that all about? The funds are intended to aid migrants in pursuit of asylum by financial contributions, their legal fees, and health services. Now, listen. The Mexicans or the Tijuana mayor is going, no more. That's it. I'm done. You guys got to go home. They can't afford to feed them anymore. The resolution reads in part, the United States, fueled by corporate greed, has strategically intervened in Central America politics and warfare, thus strengthening the U.S. economy and further disregarding the livelihood of the citizens in these countries, according to my social studies professor. My left-leaning, progressive socialist professor. More after the break. I'm Joe Mazzucco. Come on. Those kids can't think that deep to save themselves. I'm Joe Mazzucco, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more of this foolishness after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like a 4th of July.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I mean, really, be part of the conversation, because you just never know what you might pick up, what you might learn. You might both be on the same page, but you come at it differently. Gives you a little bit more to deal with when you're trying to convert. And I never really try to convert anybody anymore. I try to get them to see the error of their ways, which doesn't always work either, but whatever. Anyway, you know, we've been talking about the California, what do you want to call it, the Grand Grand Theft California. That's what we should call it. New game on how to steal votes. And just put it out there. These guys have got it down. I mean, I'm telling you, I grew up in Boston in the 70s when the mafia was really strong there. And those guys have nothing on these California legislators. I'm telling you. Anyway, somebody who probably knows about these guys more than I do because he's been around them longer than I have, David Spady joins me. He's a senior advisor at the Salem Media Group. David, thanks so much for being with me.
Hey, great to be back on.
Yeah, you know, I love watching your posts on Facebook and stuff because you're always out. You're doing all the stuff that Americans love to do. You know, you're hunting, you're involved in politics, you're going to meetings. Matter of fact, you went to a meeting in Ventura County tonight, Ventura County, California, because they're going to make us all safer by banning gun shows, because we know how many mass shootings have happened in gun shows. We need to stop that now, don't we?
Yeah, it's another feel-good measure, you know, where they take advantage of a tragedy. We had the recent borderline shooting here. My son happened to have been there that night, and fortunately he was okay and survived, but we know a lot of the families that were, you know, affected with the loss of a loved one, so it's been a tragic thing for the community. And, of course, the liberal anti-gunners jump on that and decide this is an opportunity to, you know, get rid of gun shows and things like that in the county, that, you know, actions that have nothing to do with what happened that night. And nothing they're doing would have prevented, you know, a crazy person from taking the action he did.
David, is it, we just don't know how to get the message out, do we? We don't know how to tell the story because, I mean, really, both of, you and I both know that when you get into these mass shootings or what have you, it has more to do, more so than not, more to do with mental health than it does with somebody getting access to a gun. I mean, most of these people got the guns legally or they've taken the guns from somebody who's gotten them legally, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And if you just think about from a gun access standpoint, which is always the point they bring up with regards to gun shows or trying to limit the availability of firearms to the population. You know, I come from the state of Montana where there's, I think, 1.8 million guns in a state of around a million people. So there's an average of 1.8 guns per person in the state of Montana. I believe last year there were 5 homicides or something that involved firearms. So you're talking out of, you know, a million people and millions of guns. It's just not a common thing. And so, you know, there's not a correlation, direct correlation between gun access and mass shootings. They happen, you know, in anywhere at any time. And the perpetrators of these things are generally insane. I mean, it does take a certain amount of irrationality and inhumaneness to just shoot random people that you don't even know for no reason. So there's certainly a mental health issue that's part of this. And most of you know, these shooters end up killing themselves. The one in, you know, Ventura County here did. And it was really he was a veteran and he was suffering from PTSD and some other things. And you know, when you think about 22 veterans a day are committing suicide, and he was one of those 22, but decided to take, you know, some other people with him because he wasn't happy with the fact that they were enjoying his life and he or their lives, and he wasn't enjoying his.
Yeah, you know, I give this number out all the time, and people say it's disingenuous. Tell me what you think. I said, look, there's 350 million people, give or take a few, that live in this country. There's over 200 million, think about this, there's almost 200 million guns that are registered in this country. That doesn't include the ones that aren't registered. So these people who talk about we've got to get guns off the street because of all the mass shooting, if you take the percentages that they talk about, and you try to equate that to mass shootings, we should have a mass shooting every 3.5 minutes, according to the numbers they give out. It just doesn't come together. How have they been able to sell this, though?
Well, you know, it's an emotional issue, and obviously everybody would love to see some kind of a simple remedy, you know, to fix this situation and to prevent these. But look, if you took all the guns away, you'd have people run over by cars. If people want to harm others, they're going to do it. And we saw that in Britain where, you know, people were run down by a terrorist. And we've seen terrorist attacks with knives. So if somebody wants to harm another person or they want to harm a lot of people, they're going to find a way to do it with a fertilizer bomb or a, you know, a car, if it's not going to be a gun. So it's not the solution is not dealing with an inanimate object that doesn't have a life of its own without being in the hands of somebody that's using it. And then we also have the issue of protection. You know, when you think about public safety, and I said this today at this board meeting, I said, you know, the more people that have access to firearms to protect their homes, the more public safety you're going to have. It increases public safety. It doesn't do the opposite.
No, they hate that, and they push back on that to no end. But listen, you're not going to have to worry anymore, because now we have Governor Gavin Newsom, and at the top of his list is gun control, gun safety, and the comment that he made a couple of years back that I just will never forget. And he was at he was at a rally, and he said, "Look, the Second Amendment guarantees you the right to own a gun, but it doesn't guarantee you a right to have ammunition." And I was like, "Oh, sweet Jesus!" You can tell where he's going with this already, right?
Our current governor, soon to be former governor, we've nicknamed Moonbeam, and I don't know what our nickname's going to be for Gavin Newsom, but he seems to be even more off the rails. You know, ironically, and don't tell anybody this, but I sat next to Gavin Newsom's father at a Republican fundraiser event in Montana, and I didn't know who he was, and we were chatting about mule deer hunting. He's an avid hunter. And I did see his tag said Newsom on it, and somebody said something about his son, Gavin, and I looked at him and I said, "Your son is Gavin Newsom." I said, "How are you an avid hunter and here supporting a Republican candidate for Senate, and your son is Gavin Newsom?" And he said, "Yeah, we have a few disagreements." So I don't know what happened there, but the apple fell far from that tree.
Oh, wow. I rolled down the hill a bit. Listen, when we come back, we're going to talk about California politics and whether the GOP can survive in this state. Does it have to change, and at what direction? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Bassoon, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The special counsel recommends no prison time for former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his substantial assistance in the Russia probe. Robert Mueller is asking the court not to sentence Flynn to any time behind bars. The memo, filed by Mueller's team of prosecutors, comes roughly a year after Flynn agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with the investigation. Flynn is scheduled to be sentenced on December 18th. President Trump is once again threatening major tariffs on Chinese goods if Washington and Beijing couldn't reach a new trade deal. China said it would move quickly to reach a consensus on trade with the U.S. Fears about the trade war between the two countries led to one of the worst days on Wall Street. The Dow dropped 800 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Please answer the question.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, let me go.
We are back. I'm done with school. I had to unlearn so many things I learned in school. You know what I'm saying? And the kids today, I hope they unlearn. They learn at school. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots going up there. You can pull down our app, which make it easy for you. But if you just go to the website, we've got everything up there. It's live. And if we're not on a station in your area, you need to pick up the phone. You need to call the local station manager. Ask him about the show. When he says we don't carry it, you need to say, why? What's wrong with you people? Why don't you carry the show? It's really that simple. We picked up four stations this year because you guys called and let somebody know that you had to listen to it on the phone and you were put out by it. Changed the whole thing. And if you head up to the website, give me your email address. We only send out one email a week. We don't beat you up with this stuff. Let you know who might be on, the topics we're going to be discussing, and we let you know who our sponsors are. Let me bring it back on quickly. David Spady joins me, public relations consultant and a senior advisor at the Salem Media Group. David, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Yeah, glad to be here.
So, look, you know, I know it's a bigger world in California, but man, this is where the way I see it is they're perfecting how the 2020 election is going to go. And when I say perfecting, how they're going to try to undermine and take that election away. So, I think we're going to do a new song. You know that song California Dreaming? We're going to do a new song called California Stealing. What do you think? Might work out, right?
I think that would apply after this. what happened the last few weeks? It really was what happened after election night that you know.
You've been involved for a while. Look at Orange County. I'm telling people, if you think that we lost Orange County in less than one election cycle, that it flipped all blue in one, you smoking something that I can't get my hands on. There's no way we lost that, is there, that quickly?
Well, you know, we used to always believe that you had to win an election by at least 1,000 votes or it could be stolen here in California. And now that number has gone substantially higher. And when you look at all these provisional ballots that were coming in, you know, and being counted, you know, days after the election, and we kept seeing the numbers shrink and shrink and shrink on seats that we had won by, you know, in some cases a couple percentage points. And then eventually, you know, the numbers favored the Democrat. We lost all seven of the targeted races here in California. California now, out of 53 congressional seats, there's only 8 Republicans representing California in the U.S. House. I think that represents now 14% of the population of California is represented in the U.S. House. So it's a dramatic shift, and it really can't get a whole lot worse because, you know, just with reapportionment and then redistricting, the districts here have been carved out to favor, you know, Democrats, or in some of these seats, Republicans, where they lumped them all into these remaining seats. But, yeah, there's a lot of funny business when somebody can come to your home knowing you haven't voted yet, knock on your door saying, oh, we realize you haven't voted yet today. I have a ballot here. If you'll fill it out, I'll deliver it for you. And you have people going around collecting ballots that way and then delivering them. There's a lot of opportunity for fraud and abuse.
Yeah, the opportunity. No. Listen, I grew up in Boston in the mafia days. These guys know what they're doing. This is not a mistake or an accident. So, you know, we have same-day registration in California and voting. We have the guerrilla primary. I mean, we have everything set up perfectly, to facilitate this kind of thing. Think about this guerrilla primary. I get the biggest kick out of this. I still know Republicans who think this is a good idea, and I say, we're in California. Do you understand that in most places we can't get a Republican not only to run, but we couldn't give a Republican enough money to even win in a primary and then have to come back in a general and try to win it? This is going to be a nightmare in 2020, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and you're going to have races in the future here where there will be no Republicans on the ballot in a large portion of the state. You know, if you have a race where all the statewide races are Democrat versus Democrat, and then certainly you'll have that as the case in local races in Democrat strongholds, you know, the voice for Republicans and for any opposition, it's one-party rule. Is what they want is one party rule that they've been working on for many years and achieving now.
This is well. Look at, I know a lot of moderate Democrats who tell me they don't want one party rule. They think it's dangerous not to have a check. And I said, look, it doesn't matter. You think of what you'd have to do before California would be back in a position where it did have a check valve or a check. We're not there, and it'll be a long time before we get there. Now, a lot of people I speak with in the GOP that are in positions of authority, they think we need to change our message. They think we need to be more Democrat light. And I said the same thing. No. What makes us different than them? Than us? What brings them to the table? We're fiscally conservative? Well, I know a lot of Democrats that are fiscally conservative. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, you know, you go back to Reagan's message about that, and he said, look, our ideas have to be, you know, given with bright colors, that we are definitely have a different message than Democrats, and we don't need to be Democrat light. We're never going to out-Democrat Democrats, and our ideas are great ideas because they work. When we adopt a platform as a party, it's because we know that these principles work, and they've worked well in many places. The fact is, you know, when you boil it down to some of the basic ideas that, you know, people can have something for nothing, or, you know, all the entitlements that Democrats throw out to certain constituencies, and as those constituencies grow in the state of California, it becomes more and more difficult to, convince people to vote, you know, for your side. But our side is never going to win by trying to offer, you know, more entitlements and more restrictions on freedoms and all the other things that are part of the Democrat platform.
You're exactly right. No, I just went to a meeting with some GOP people here, and they were talking about having to reach out, finding females that we could get to run, finding people of color we could get to run, finding different ethnicities. I go, what, again, are we them? Aren't we looking for the right person who could do the job? I mean, and get the message, not be afraid to get the message out. I think that's a problem. We're so afraid of who we're going to offend that we won't really talk about the message we have, and I don't think it's going to work. I think we're going to die out here in the next two election cycles. That's my personal opinion.
Well, you know, elections have consequences, and the state of California will suffer the consequences of electing, this particular group and putting them in power. What you have happening in the state, which is going to continue to happen, is the haves, and these are the job creators and the people who create the wealth in this state, are going to be moving out, and more people moving in here or they're living here are going to be takers. And at some point, there's going to be you know, a greater and greater imbalance. It's going to require more and more, you know, taxation of the people who are earning, and the state's going to, you know, continue to have all sorts of problems and have some serious economic consequences down the road. And we have some major things that people have never dealt with, like our pension issues, which, you know, are a tsunami waiting to hit the state in a few years that are going to crush a lot of local and state governments.
You know, I love the, I don't know if it's just San Francisco or it's in the northern part of the state where they have the homeless tax. You know about that, right? Where they're taxing big companies to take care of the homeless issue. And we go, really? Seriously? And Newsom, a while back, blamed Trump for homelessness because the economy was doing too good. I'm thinking, okay, that explains it. Right there. It's the problem that Newsom has and they have up in the northern part of the country. State. It is its own country, really, in the northern part of the state. But it's just, it's not going to change until we change it at the top. David, anyway, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time. And love seeing your pictures up on Facebook because you're living a lot of the American dream. You're doing a lot of what a lot of Americans would love to do, but you can't do in California anymore. Just amazing.
Well, I work hard, I play hard, and a lot of the playing happens outside the state of California because it's, especially when it comes to some of the things I do in the hunting realm, it's more difficult to do that here than there.
I'm sorry for giving away your secret because I know PETA will be all over you shortly, and especially with this new list of words it doesn't want you to use because it makes pets or animals feel bad. Anyhow, David, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
You bet.
All right. David Spady, and listen, I got to tell you something. I track him because he's a true patriot, okay? And he's one of those guys that really lives out the life. It's really that simple. And we should be able to do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, Real Side. We're going to wrap it up on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need build your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure. Somebody just sent me something that's disgusting. You listened to Joe Messina, The Real Side with Joe Messina, and I'm thrown off because this stuff just amazes me. But we went to, what was that? What was the lettuce thing? What the heck was that? Romaine, right? We had a nationwide romaine recall because they couldn't pinpoint where it was. I mean, imagine that in your head. That they had to go through and pull every piece of lettuce off of every shelf, everywhere, every how, and then think of all the plants that had, all that stuff had to be grown, not like that they just go flick a switch and it's all out there again. Right? And so, I don't know if they were retested. I don't have any details at all of that. All I know is they took it all out. So anyway, they jumped all over it the minute they found out about it. Now there's a report that there's been a beef recall. And it was expanded in California because of salmonella poisoning right from July through September. And as I just told somebody, mine is on its way to the treatment plant by now. You know what I'm saying? 12 million pounds of beef were recalled. I mean, my God, and this is the same government that they say can protect us if somebody breaks into the house 4 months later? Mm-hmm. I'm just asking. You know, just curious. I love this stuff. I think this stuff is so funny. If anybody got sick by it, I'm sorry. It's not the point, but I do think that stuff is hilarious. Anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, if we don't start pushing back, if we don't start fighting back, we're going to have some real problems. Before I pull David on, because I only had a limited time to pull him on, we were talking about the UC Berkeley student government who gave $1,500. They approved to give $1,500 to the migrant caravan. And I guess if you want to blow your money, fine. I don't know if this is tax dollars. I don't know if this is dollars that they got from grants or how they got the money. But ultimately, the way I feel about it, ultimately, is they have no business doing it. They're giving money to somebody committing an illegal act. Should that be possible? Should that be how it happens? But the thing I really hated is in the resolution that they wrote, it said the United States, fueled by corporate greed, has strategically intervened in Central American politics and warfare, thus strengthening the U.S. economy and further disregarding the livelihood of the citizens in these countries. Yes, America, all bad. Let's just get, you know what? This is why I blame you conservative educators. This is why I get in your case and saying, why are you not taking your proper places in colleges? Why are you not taking your proper places in high schools, in junior high schools? You know, Corey Duncan's on every week. He is taking personal pressure, if you would. He's putting up personal resources to create a chain of patriotic / Christian schools. God family centered schools that teach real history of this country. So he's putting his money where his mouth is. He's actually stepping up. He's taking some personal pain over it. Are you? Are you willing to put it out there? These are your kids doing this if your kids are going to Berkeley. The university released a statement on the resolution that the University of California student government is legally autonomous and fully independent from the university. As a result, the student government and its members speak only for themselves. They don't represent the views of the campus administration. Well, what about the kids? And why isn't the campus administration come out with its own resolution condemning what these boneheads just said? You're using that corporate greed money, or so you think, to give it to the caravan, the illegal caravan coming over. You think that's okay? I'm just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me, like I said, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, usually on the Todd Starnes website, there's a whole bunch of crazy Christian articles up there. And I don't know if we're not hearing about them, but I know last year they were really nuts. So I like to read these things, especially when we come to the close of the show. I love some of these stories. Like the teacher who's facing a backlash after the child recite classroom Bible verse. A first grade teacher in Smithville, Texas, really? Is facing a firestorm of criticism from some parents after she posted a video of her students reciting a Bible verse. The Facebook video, which has been deleted, showed boys and girls at Brown. Well, Todd, you really shouldn't. There are no more boys and girls, remember? They're purple penguins. Remember that? They showed boys and girls at Brown Primary School quoting a passage of scripture from the New Testament book of Romans. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. I'm sorry, I'm trying to figure this one out. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. That's disgusting. Why would you want your kids reciting that? What possible lesson could they take away from that? Should be livid. Doesn't say so, say Jesus. I mean, this is just nuts. What a great lesson to have, right? I hate the phony Hollywood love. I hate the phony. You know, when I first moved to California, the thing that drove me nuts, you know, coming from Boston, we didn't have friendships in 24 hours. It took a long time before I could call you my friend or you could call me your friend. I came to California, I had more friends in 24 to 48 hours than I had my whole life. It's the way they are. You know, that fake kissy-kissy on each cheek, and we're lifelong buddies until I find somebody else I like better than you. Starnes said that it's a bit puzzling why parents in Smithville, Texas would object to their children learning to run away from evil and do good. Mrs. Schoble described the ritual as their daily Bible verse. She allegedly wrote in a later comment that if she got fired for teaching about Jesus, she'd be getting fired for a great reason. See, I love this woman. It's great. It's a great, great attitude to have. A small but vocal group of parents were upset about the daily Bible recitations, arguing that Jesus has no place in a public school classroom. Until something goes wrong. Then they're going to say, where was God? They do this all the time. I love it. Yeah, where's your God now? Well, you threw him out. Putting aside the fact that it's unconstitutional, every child deserves to be raised up developing their own values or values based on their families. Now, see, this is great. I wish they would say that about everything. I wish they would say that when it comes to, I don't know, gay marriage, abortion, conservatives versus liberals, because you don't find that in the schools. The schools are pounding on your kids to and I should say all schools and not all teachers, but teachers tend to be more liberal. And they're pounding on them about, you know, I could tell you I've personally heard stories from kids who say that the teachers have told them that believing in God is crazy, that Republicans are bad. Man, go down a whole list. That's okay. Where's the screaming there? If every child truly deserves to be raised up developing their own values and values based on their families, then I would say educators need to shut up about religion. They need to shut up about politics. Right? Parent Charlie Lucko said, I don't have anything against religion. I actually love Jesus. I love his teachings, his practices. It's been a big impact on my life, but I don't believe that belongs in a public school system. Why? See, if you really believe in Jesus, if you really believe that he impacts every part of your life, you really think that he's the best thing since sliced bread, why wouldn't you want everybody to know about it? I bet you, what's his name, Charlie? Charlie, I bet you run around and tell everybody about the greatest movie you've seen. Right? The best restaurant you just ate at. The best shoes, the best computer. I bet you tell people all that stuff. But when it comes to Jesus, hold on. I'll let you figure that out on your own. School district admitted the teacher stepped over a line, but they did not say it would face any sort of punishment. She shouldn't be punished. She wasn't pushing Jesus. It wasn't like she's been doing this for a week. She's been doing this for a long time. Again, notice the line, a small group of parents. Right? I mean, think about it. A small group. This is like those freedom from religion freaks that come through town. They see something that looks like a cross. They haven't been through that town ever in their lives again, but they're going to save every person in that town from that cross, and they file lawsuits. Isn't that wonderful of them? Protecting us from ourselves? And again, I'm just going to say this right through Christmas. You guys who hate Christmas, think Christmas shouldn't be celebrated, it shouldn't be talked about. I still want to know something. Would you please write me an email? Would you please tell me what part of the Christmas message that you hate the most? Peace on earth or goodwill towards men? I'm thoroughly confused. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, sending me messages and all of that. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends about the show and come back tomorrow.